This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump rallied a crowd in central Wisconsin with a list of his accomplishments in office and verbal attacks against protesters seeking racial equality. AP Washington correspondent Jackie Quinn.
In rural Mosinee, Wisconsin.
A very big hello, Wisconsin. We've been very good together.
President Trump says he'll continue helping American workers.
We passed record tax cuts and regulation cuts.
But if Joe Biden is elected president,
rioters, anarchists, arsonists, and flag burners, they win.
Calling for legislation to ban the constitutionally protected act of burning a flag. And denouncing governors, allowing large gatherings of protesters, but keeping residents at home because of the coronavirus.
You're not allowed to meet. You're not allowed to talk to anybody. You have to stay in a prison.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Trump's chief of staff told journalists aboard Air Force One that the president will not attend next week's UN General Assembly gathering in person. The decision marks an about-face for Mr. Trump, who last month said he wanted to deliver his speech in the General Assembly Hall in New York, even if other world leaders are staying away due to the coronavirus pandemic. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows ended the debate once and for all, telling reporters en route to Wisconsin that the president would not physically attend the General Assembly's 75th session, which will take place mainly by video conference due to the coronavirus health crisis. The main part of this year's UNGA, when world leaders take their turns to give speeches, runs through the week starting September 21st through September 29th. Find more at VOA News.